My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board right here on the Ray Lucia program. A great show planned for you this hour of Money Power as we tackle the psychology of money. Morgan Housel wrote this a few weeks ago, and I've been saving it. I've covered a couple of them, but this guy's a genius. He's just a fantastic writer, so I'm going to cover a few more under his Psychology of Money. He wrote it in early June, actually. And I'll get to that momentarily. Got emails at raylucia.com. Just simply go right there, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A. Click on the Ask Ray button, and I'll be monitoring those emails. And if you happen to email me during the course of this broadcast, I will get to it first. That's my promise to y'all. So also, five reasons why your portfolio isn't performing well. How about the number one reason? You, that's what you do, behavior. I'll get to that in addition to a whole bunch more stuff. Glad to have you here, folks. Glad to have you on board. But I start today with the tariff retaliation, which is in the news, and it is starting to affect business. Harley Davidson Hog, as it were, says it's going to start building Harleys in Europe because of the 25% tariff on aluminum and steel and so forth. And this is somewhat of an embarrassment for Mr. Trump because, you know, he was thanking them a little bit ago for building their stuff here in America. This is going to be a tough one for the Donald, but I don't really worry too much about it because the economy is stronger than ever. So I think Harley's going to be okay. They say they're going to absorb the couple of grand more it's going to cost to build a Harley here in the States. Wow, it's a lot of money. But then again, if you like Harley Davidson, get one of those, you know, cool Harley Davidson shirts or jackets or whatever. I tried to buy my wife one of their tank tops once. She wouldn't let me. I said, man, you would look so cool in a Harley tank top. Nah. She would rather wear like a turtleneck. She's a pretty modest girl. Anyway, 45 years. Whoa, we just celebrated our 45th wedding anniversary. I'll talk more about that perhaps next hour when I invite Danny Johnson on the program from Homeless to Millions. Danny Johnson changes lives and transforms hearts. That should be a very, very good show. We'll see what she's got on her mind. But as I said, I start today with tariff retaliation and the fact that the economy is doing gangbusters. And that should more than make up for it, in my opinion. Now, I know there's a lot of people that don't like Trump. Probably fewer than the media would lead you to believe, because I think just passed over the 50% mark of people approving his role in economic growth, helping the economy to get along. And let's face it, that's what affects our wallets and paychecks. So while we fret over tariffs, and I'm not a big tariff guy, but I'm also not the president and worried about the long term. Like you, I'm worried about, you know, how my portfolio does tomorrow, and that's a mistake. So let's go through some of the facts that would lead me to believe that these facts are more important than whether or not a few jobs go over to Europe because Hog's going to start building, or Harley's going to start building their hogs over there, or some of them. 3 million jobs created since Trump took office. 304,000 of them manufacturing jobs. And manufacturing employment today stands at its highest level since 2008 under Barack Obama. 337,000 construction jobs have been created since Trump took office, and construction employment stands at its highest level since June of 2008. The unemployment rate down to 3.8%, the lowest rate since April of 2000, 18-year low. And job openings have reached 6.6 million. That's the highest level on record. Job openings. Hey, you get what you pay for with this guy. Didn't he run on jobs, jobs, jobs? And he also ran on tariffs, tariffs, tariffs. You get exactly what you pay for. You may not like it all the time, but at least you're getting exactly what he said he was going to deliver. 67% of Americans believe now is a good time to find a quality job, according to Gallup. Two-thirds of Americans feel like this job market would hopefully benefit them if they needed to go find a job. Only under President Trump have more than 50% of Americans believed it's a good time to find a quality job since Gallup began asking the question 17 years ago. I think that's pretty impressive. Again, while you've got the resist and the Viva la Restance movement and getting thrown out of restaurants and that whack job Maxine Waters telling people to protest anybody in the cabinet. I mean, come on, Maxine. That's nice and civil, isn't it? I mean, I understand it. I don't like some of the crassness either. But I've also been in business the better part of my adult life. And I know that that's how some businessmen and women conduct themselves. I worked for a guy once in the mid-1980s that was exactly that way. The most successful person I had ever worked hand-in-hand with. He's a multimillionaire, financial wizard, and he used to brutalize us in meetings. But I had tremendous respect for him because he's passed on now. I know his son. His son's a great guy. And also quite successful. And he made a lot of money for his people. So anyway, that's an aside. Consumer confidence, 17-year high, according to the Conference Board. Optimism among manufacturers has hit record highs under Trump, according to the National Association of Manufacturers. But by the way, do you recall in the recent past under presidents, Republican or Democrat, being able to rattle off these kinds of accomplishments? Sure, we rattled off, oh, we now have Obamacare. which I know, according to many, people love, but I don't know anybody that loved it. My former producer, young Bobby, Bobby Wooldridge, Bobby Woo, we called him, he jumped on the Obamacare, and it cost him like two or three times what it was costing him before for like a $5,000 or $6,000 deductible. He finally said, forget about it. Optimism among manufacturers, record highs. That's fantastic. We lost so many manufacturing jobs over the last two decades. And it's coming back. Small business optimism has sustained record high levels under Trump, according to the National Federation of Independent Business. What about the tax cuts? American families received $3.2 trillion in gross tax cuts. And also saw the child tax credit doubled. I mean, this is not small stuff, folks. So I'll be really honest with you. I can give the guy a bit of a pass on his bedside manner, because what he has done for this economy is nothing short of miraculous. Who would have thought this just 2 years ago? The new normal was 2% growth. And we're waiting to see if we're going to hit 5% or near 5% for the second quarter of this year. Stay tuned. All right, more on this when we come back. And five reasons why your portfolio probably pretty much sucks right about now. I'll tell you all about that when we come back. Stick around.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread. Payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional moving movers to support you. If you're looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. I was just looking at one of these commercials where the young guy and the cute girl are driving down the road in their little Jeep in Africa, and there's a... an ape or a monkey or whatever lying in the street as if it's dead. It's playing dead while the rest of the monkeys jump into the car and steal all their stuff. I love it. Oh, you had to be there, I guess. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Program. We're just talking about Trump and the successes that he's had. He's had his fair share of faux pas, no doubt. But from an economic standpoint, he's crossed over the 50% mark. I'm not sure any president has ever had that. Maybe Ronald Reagan, I don't know. But I think it was 56% of the people in this country approve of what he has done from an economic perspective. And I think one of the things that he's done that I didn't mention before is this fact that he's gotten rid of 22 regulations for every new one that's gone in. He promised to eliminate on a 2-to-1 basis. He's made it 22-to-1. And I know from having been a businessman that that's one of the biggest hurdles that we are faced with. Now, you know, I mean, some regulations are obviously good, clean water and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're trying to run a business, you got employees and payroll and all this other stuff. Compliance costs are through the ceiling. I remember back when I was in business, I started out, you know, this is like 35, 40 years ago, with a half-time compliance officer. By the time I retired, I had like 7 or 8. That's a lot of payroll just to keep track of the same stuff. Anyway, 5 reasons why your portfolio isn't performing well. Joe Ilaria wrote about this the other day, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I always take my own take, though. First, everybody talks about internal expenses. That's the least of your problems, seriously. I mean, if the average mutual fund is 1.25% and you're paying 1%, or someone says, well, you could save 0.25% by going with me, I mean, that's insanity. Especially if you're going to devalue the advisory or whatever you're getting from that particular money manager, because you're not going to know whether that 0.25% saved you any money for 10 or 20 years. So let's get back to what the real issue is. First, you exhibit poor behavior. Yeah, it might be a tough pill for you to swallow, but it's you. So what is poor investment behavior? It's when you do the opposite of the old phrase, buy low, sell high. You buy high and you sell low. How do I know that? Because Dalbar has told us that in years and years and years of research. for the last 30 years. The average mutual fund investor has underperformed the average mutual fund by about 6% annually. Do the math on that. Compound out at 6% for 30 years, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Because as investors, that's what we do. We think we know more than the markets. And the truth is, even the gurus can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow. It's why I have focused my entire career and on this show on strategy and not whether or not you can save 25 basis points by moving to XYZ manager or 45 basis points by switching to an index fund. Because that's not going to change your behavior. When the market drops 57% like it did a few years ago, you're probably still going to run for the hills. Unless you got somebody talking you down off the ledge. You're exhibiting poor behavior is what costs your portfolio a lot of money. Next, you don't compare apples to apples. I used to see this all the time. People would call me up and say, well, your portfolio is underperforming the market. All right? So let's examine what you mean. Well, I looked at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I came to the conclusion that the Dow was up 1%, and your portfolio was flat. Okay, so you looked at it, what, today? The Dow was up like 300 points, so it's up 1%. And your portfolio of a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds or a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds is flat? And you're complaining about that? What about the days when the Dow is down 1% and you're flat? Do you complain about that? You're not talking apples to apples. You have 40% or 50% of your money sitting in much, much, much safer, less volatile accounts. So if you're going to do a comparison, make sure you're comparing the right stuff. Which also brings me to the next point, which is risk-adjusted performance. Like if you want to get the best performance, you should have just bought Netflix. Put all your money in Netflix, you'd be a gazillionaire today for the last few years. But what is the risk? The risk is in a day, Netflix could lose 50% of its value or more. Remember, the NASDAQ back in the 2000 crash dropped some 70, 80%. Compare apples to apples, folks, before you make up your mind. Compare what your return is on a risk-adjusted basis, because most people aren't willing to take excessive risk to get marginally better returns. Let's also talk about expectations. Here's a guy named Bob. His risk tolerance allows for a maximum stock allocation of 60%, meaning that 40% of his portfolio is invested in bonds. Bob feels okay about that because he's reviewed decades of performance research and has seen how well 60-40 portfolios have done. So he expects to see similar returns over the next few decades. I get this all the time from callers, from emailers. You're not going to get the same kinds of returns, in my humble opinion, over the next few decades that you've gotten over the last few. And the reason is simple. We went 35 years where interest rates were on the decline, meaning corporations could borrow money more cheaply and reinvest that money and grow their share price. So the last 7, 8 years, 9 years, you've gotten double digit 10-15% returns. It's not likely to continue on. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with more of the Ray Lucia Show and the psychology of money and emails just ahead. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We're back in a flash right here on the Ray program. Make sure you stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. I read a lot from various and sundried writers on the topic of money and financial planning, etc. But no one, in my mind, is better than Morgan Housel. The Psychology of Money, it's an extensive piece he wrote not too long ago. And I don't want to get into all of these, but a couple of them really struck me as extremely compelling. Allow me, if I may. Cost avoidance syndrome, a failure to identify the true cost of a situation with too much emphasis on financial costs while ignoring the emotional price that must be paid to win a reward. Boy, this is so true. Allow me, if I may, and I quote, say you want a new car, it costs $30,000. You have a few options. Pay $30,000 for it, buy a used one for less than $30,000, or steal it. In this case, 99% of the people avoid the third option because of the obvious consequences. But say you want to earn a 10% annual return over the next 50 years. Does this reward come free? Of course not. Why would the world give you something amazing for free like the car? There's a price that has to be paid. The price in this case is volatility and uncertainty. And like the car, you have a few options. You can pay it, accept volatility and uncertainty. You can find an asset with less uncertainty and a lower payout, the equivalent of a used car, or you can attempt the equivalent of Grand Theft Auto. Take the return while trying to avoid the volatility that comes along with it. Many people in this case choose the third option, like the car thief. Though well-meaning and law-abiding, they form tricks and strategies to get the return without paying the price. Trades, rotations, hedges, arbitrages, leverage. But the money gods do not look highly upon those who seek a reward without paying the price. Some car thieves will get away with it. Many more will be caught with their pants down. Same thing with money. This is the obvious with the car and less obvious with investing, because the true cost of investing or anything with money is rarely the financial fee that is easy to see and measure. It's the emotional and physical price demanded by markets that are pretty efficient. Monster Beverage, he goes on, stock rose 211% from 1995 to 2016, but it lost more than half of its value on five separate occasions during that time. That's an enormous psychological price to pay. Buffett made $90 billion, but he did it by reading SEC filings 12 hours a day for 70 years, often at the expense of paying attention to his family. Here, too, a hidden cost. Every money reward has a price beyond the financial fee you can see and count. Accepting that this is critical, Scott Adams once wrote, one of the best pieces of advice I ever heard goes something like this. If you want success, figure out the price, then pay it. It sounds trivial and obvious, but if you unpack the idea, it has extraordinary power. I think it's pretty good advice. And there is a price to pay, folks. The problem is so many people focus strictly on price and not value. What are you getting for the price that you pay? I mean, Mercedes-Benz sells a lot of high-quality cars. at a very high cost. Why are there a lot of Mercedes-Benz and everyone just doesn't buy a Ford Focus? Why is Tesla becoming so popular as an automobile? Numbers of reasons. But people buy quality. People buy economy. People buy style. People buy looks. There's a lot of different things that motivate us. It's not just price. Otherwise, many of us would just ride a bicycle to work. There's so many more of these. I'll try to get started with this one. Hang on one second. That one's a little long. Let me see if I can find a shorter one here. No, they're all long. Doggone it. Here's what I'll do. I will tell you to go online and read these. It's quite lengthy, but he's got several different articles on the psychology of money. And as I said, he's one of the best writers anywhere, Morgan Housel. And I don't agree with everything. I mean, do you have to agree with everything smart people have to say? But when I don't agree with them, I'm not going to, you know, throw him out of my restaurant. I'm not going to protest at his home just because I disagree with something. I think he's a brilliant writer. I was talking about Trump earlier. I don't think anyone can argue with the fact that he is a successful entrepreneur. You don't get to be a billionaire by being a bozo. You may not like everything he does. He may not even like him personally. But you have to have a certain amount of respect. He became the president of the United States of America up against 16, 17 other highly qualified candidates like Barack Obama. You have to respect him. I mean, there wasn't very many things that he did that I actually liked, but I really tried not to ever say Obama. I'm sure I was caught once or twice doing it. He's the president. It's President Obama, President Trump. Of course, Trump calls himself Trump, so I guess you could get away with that a little easier than Obama, although Obama did admit to Obamacare. But please read Morgan Housel, The Psychology of Money. You will learn a ton. For example, here's one that I saw, and I'm obviously not going to read the whole thing. Optimism bias in risk-taking, or, quote, Russian roulette should statistically work syndrome. An overachievement to favorable odds when the downside is unacceptable in any circumstance. And here he's talking about how you can be risk-loving yet still completely be averse to ruin. You see, there is a difference. Some people will take so much risk that if the risk blows up on them, they are totally financially destroyed. This happens with leverage. Leverage is the devil here, he says. It pushes routine risk into something capable of producing ruin. The danger is that rational optimism most of the time masks the odds of ruin, some of the time, in a way that lets us systematically underestimate risk. Housing prices fell 30% last decade. A few companies defaulted on their debt. That's capitalism, folks. It happens. But those with leverage had a double wipeout. Not only were they left broke, but being wiped out erased every opportunity to get back in the game at the very moment opportunity was ripe. A homeowner wiped out in 2009 had no chance of taking advantage of cheap mortgage rates in 2010. Lehman Brothers had no chance of investing in cheap debt in 2009. This is one of the reasons, folks, why I have talked about the barbell principle of investing. The barbell principle of investing, where on one side of the barbell you match up investments to mitigate the weight of what could potentially be an inflationary scenario. Certain investments will do better in inflationary times. Certain investments won't, namely bonds and so forth. But on the other side of the barbell, you match up investments that will do well in a deflationary time. Prices going down, recessions, and so forth. And the bar itself represents your basic portfolio of stocks and bonds, a 60-40 mix and so forth. And if you do that, you'll probably never be the richest person in the graveyard when it's all done. But you might enjoy a more comfortable and perhaps even longer life because your stress will be greatly reduced. All right, now you heard me talk about Bobby Wu a couple minutes ago. I just got an email from the Bobberoo somewhere up in the great Northwest. I'll address your email first, Bobby, when we come back from the break. Also, Sarah, Mary, and others. Stick around. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. Glad, so glad to have you on board today. It's a great day here in sunny Southern California, where Bobby Wooldridge used to sit next to me on the set, my producer, one of the finest young men I've ever known and been associated with. Bobby, if you move back to San Diego, you got a job, buddy. I don't know. I'll have you shine my shoes. I don't care. I'll shine yours. Anything. Great, great young man. He and Christina. Beautiful, beautiful people. Anyway, so, I always make this offer. If you email me during the course of the show, I'll go straight to your email. So I get an email from Bobby, who's sitting at his desk listening to the show, which he has. He's been gone for a couple of years now, but a terrific young man. So here's the question from the Bobberoo. My brother and sister-in-law had the chance to buy their dream house for their growing family. Rather than sell their current starter house, I told my brother to use the down payment our parents were going to gift me and my wife for their new house, and we would take over ownership of their starter house. How do we transfer ownership of the house and pay the least amount of fees slash taxes? Ah, I see now, Bobby. That's how you're getting to Anaheim. You're moving into the bro's house, and the down payment that your mom and dad so graciously told you they would gift to you, you'll just basically say, when you gift it to me, I'll gift it to my brother. My brother will use it to go buy a new home, and we'll just take over ownership of the starter home. We now have our own home in Anaheim, which is where we want to live. It's nice up there. It's near Disneyland. I go to Disneyland at least once or twice a year. I'll stop by and see you, Bob. Here's the deal. There's a fairly simple way to do this, and I don't think the tax ramifications are going to be that big of a deal. I don't know what the values are and all that. But basically, what I'm hearing you say is the down payment your mom and dad were going to give you and Christina is equal to the equity your brother and sister-in-law have built up in their home in Anaheim. So basically, you're willing to give them your down payment from mom and dad, and they're willing to just transfer title of ownership in the house to you. That can all be done with a gift from each of you to one another. Under the law, you would have to file a gift tax form since you're limited to, what is it, $15,000 now per person. So depending on how big the gift is. But remember, there's $11-plus million federal estate tax exemption and federal gift tax exemption now. So unless either you or your brother are expecting to, you know, be worth more than $11 million, and that's adjusted for inflation, I wouldn't worry about gift tax situations. There's no tax that has to be paid now on a gift up to $11 million. We're talking about, what, $50,000 here, $75,000? I don't know what the gift was going to be, but I imagine it was in that range. So essentially, mom and dad are making a gift to you. You're making a gift to your brother. Your brother is making a gift back to you. Now, again, I'm not a lawyer or a CPA, so you probably want to run this by somebody. His dad is a lawyer, by the way, as I recall, a judge or something. I met both of them once in Las Vegas. Very, very fine family. In either event, this would be quite simple. There's a quit claim deed, Bobby, that your brother just signs the home over to you. Now, you've got to decide whether it's you and Christina, because it's your sole and separate property that's being used to buy the home. But this is California, so you don't have sole and separate income. So any money that you use to pay the mortgage on that home will be community funds. So if you keep track, I would imagine that the down payment money or the gift money could be your sole and separate property. But knowing you guys got a super sound marriage and she's the love of your life and likewise the other way around and she's delightful, you're probably just going to throw it all in on the deal like Jeannie and I did. We were both so rich back when we were young. Well, we couldn't rub two nickels together. So here's where the complexity comes, and that is in the mortgage itself, because there's probably some clause, a due on sale clause, that the mortgage could be called in the event of this switcheroo. So there's a couple of things you can do. For expediency's sake, your brother could do what is called an all-inclusive deed of trust. That's where he pays the mortgage and you pay him. You get to deduct it. He claims it as income and it washes, right? That's not ideal because the lender could catch you 6 months, a year, two, 3 years from now and call the loan, and then you got to go through the ag anyway. So that would be something that if you need to move like next month or you want to get this done next month, then you do an AITD, have a lawyer draft it up, spend a few $100. And it's been used quite a lot, but you'll need someone that's a specialist in real estate law. In the meantime, you can talk to Steve Alador, you know Steve, and get him to finance you into the home. You get the loan. You and Christina qualify for the loan. And the next thing you know, you've got a mortgage. Your brother's got the cash. He goes and buys the other house. He's going to have to get a mortgage. He can talk to Steve, too. And it's a twofer deal. Anyway, that's what you need to do. Please, this is not legal, nor is it accounting advice. As far as taxes are concerned, Bob, you have a situation where if they gift you the home, you're carrying over their basis. So if there's $50,000 or $100,000 of built-in gain, you will be taxed on that if you sold it outright. But keep in mind, you and Christina have a $500,000 tax exemption. That's why I said it's probably not that big of a deal. Otherwise, you can go through an escrow company and do the whole thing and pay escrow agents and all that stuff. I would take the easy route and just do a quit claim deed. But talk to somebody that knows. Hey, great emailing with you, pal. Folks, go out and make it a blessed day. Bye-bye. It's The Ray Show.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.